is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, there are many, many people who are concerned about what's going on in America. Many people are leaving the country because they know we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis, and I understand that. And my family left the United States in the mid-1970s, moved to another country because we hoped we'd be safe there from what was new was coming here in the United States. Our timing was certainly off, but we came back again because I believe that my destiny was here. I believe, of course, we really came back because both my mother and father were in the hospital, and the doctor called and said they're probably never going to get out. You know, you better come home. And so we did come home, never regretted that. And, of course, as things work out, you know, I do believe as I grow older that God does move in the affairs of men, and that we came home because we were supposed to come home. And the country we'd moved to, South Africa, has certainly gone from bad to worse. The communists are in control over there. They have a Marxist government. But it was a wonderful, wonderful adventure that I believe God intended for me to be doing what I'm doing today, and we're doing what we're led to do. On the other hand, Jimmy Rogers, fabulously wealthy billionaire, has moved to Singapore. Other people have moved to China, other countries throughout the world. And I guess this morning, Jeanette and her husband have moved to Chile. And Jeanette is a real estate agent. She actually helps Radio Liberty. And as a result, we have her on every month to tell about what's going on. Apparently, they're getting quite a response from our listeners, aren't you, Jeanette?
Yes, Dr. Stanton, we certainly are. I've gotten upwards over of 500 inquiries, just people wanting information, and I think we've had probably 75 phone calls from people that just want to call and, you know, check us out, see who we are, and ask a few questions. So it's been overwhelming, really.
And so people, are looking for a safe haven because... why don't you tell Jeanette, tell us, Jeanette, what motivated you and your husband to move to Chile? How did you feel? What caused you to finally make this major change in your life?
Sure. Well, my story goes back years and years. I guess I got a little bits of information about sort of what was really going on and how the world really worked, probably starting 20 years ago, but probably about 10 years ago, I really started tuning into it and, getting into people like reading Joel Skousen or John McElvaney, and eventually we found your information too. And we just decided, well, we wanted, and then 9/11 came, and we just decided, well, we wanted to move to a safe place out in the country, because we could see that, unfortunately, a lot, not your listeners, of course, but a lot of the American people had become different than they were, you know, years ago when we were growing up. They weren't self-sufficient anymore. There was, people had become very spoiled and sort of dependent on the government. And we just felt like, well, when things got bad and we figured it was going to be a depression-style problem, that it just, people were going to have a hard time going through it, and they were going to come for what other people had. So it was best to be out somewhere where you could be self-sufficient or stock up and protect yourself. But as I learned more about what was going on in the legal system and how things were, you know, basically falling apart, and we're really into financial investing, and we started to look at the country like a, you know, like you look at a business, and we saw, well, bankrupt country, lots of problems. And finally, at one point, we just decided that even moving out into the countryside just wasn't going to be good enough. We really needed to just get out of the country. We were very frightened of what we saw coming. And I guess just like you, our timing was way off. So that was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we did a big research project, and we ultimately wind up choosing Chile as our place to go, because we felt that it had the most to offer. It has a lot of natural resources. It has a stable government, and the banking system is sound, and that it doesn't cost as much to immigrate here as it does to some other countries. And since South America is a place where, you know, things are green and growing, and Chile is really the best country out of all the 21 Latin American countries. It has a very good economy, a natural resource-based economy, and it has a nice climate here. It has a low population, and, you know, so it had a lot of good things going for it. So that's why basically we chose it.
All right. Of course, everybody who's really studying knows that in the last couple of months, they've mobilized the FEMA concentration camps. They're actually recruiting people now to work in them. They've now passed legislation that will allow them to go after the blue-eyed terrorists. Those are American citizens who speak out against the government. If you're accused of being a terrorist, that you can be taken to a concentration camp. The right of habeas corpus is gone, and Congress passed that legislation. Most people don't understand there really are people who do not believe in freedom, who want a dictatorship. They control both political parties in America today and make mockery of the electoral process. Ron Paul was doing very well in the Iowa caucus until suddenly somebody said, oh, but the people from Occupy Wall Street may come here and disrupt the voting. And so they just suspended the open vote, counting of the votes. It doesn't matter how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes. And they started doing their counting in secret. And suddenly, Ron Paul was no longer leading. You'll find this article up on the Alex Jones network. Was there yesterday, and suddenly Alex Ron Paul, instead of being ahead in the voting in the Iowa caucus, fell to third place. And Rick Santorum, who only had 3 or 4% a couple of days before, suddenly was in second place with 24% of the vote. Miraculously, as soon as they moved, it was deep. Well, I guess this morning is that. Jeanette, as soon as we get back, she's going to tell us how you can get in touch with her and learn more about Chile.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I'm just down here. Our guest is Jeanette, and she's calling from Chile, and where she and her husband are living today. And they built a home there. They're in an enclave with expatriates from all over the world, but apparently a fair number of people from the United States are moving to Chile, although people from other countries in South America, even people from China and from Europe are moving to Chile because it is a stable country. Jeanette, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in knowing more and possibly even buying a home or property from you?
Sure. Well, the best thing that they can do is, if they're on the internet, they can go to our website, which is www.southernchileproperties.com. That's plural. It's southernchileproperties.com. And on our website, we have lots of information. We have videos, maps, audio interviews. I have all kinds of articles and reports from official sources on what's available and the tax structure, how to set up business, different people's opinions on the stability of the country. Or also they can call us. We have a U.S.-based telephone number, and it rings in my computer here in my office in Chile, in southern Chile. And they can leave a message, and I'll get back to them. And my number, 413-835-7961. 413-835-7961. And we're not always in the office because obviously doing real estate, we've got to be on the road a lot, but we'll get back to people as soon as we can. So.
And basically, of course, the number is here in the United States, but it rings in Chile, and through the miracle of electronics, why, you can actually get in touch with Jeanette. She'll get in touch with you. And, of course, Jeanette there can listen to, you do listen to our programs on the Internet there, don't you, Jeanette?
I certainly do. I love to listen to a lot of your guests, and I try to follow Bob Chapman regularly. And, all kinds of different people that you have there. You know, as we have time, you can download them on our iPod and listen to them in the car when we're going around to look at properties and keep up with what's going on.
And basically, of course, it's the miracle of the Internet, why you can keep abreast of anything going on in the world today. And so you're not really totally devoid from what's going on in America, but at least you're protected from the whole uncertainty, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. We don't know how soon it's coming. We do know there's an increase in violence here in the United States. We do know that the federal government is planning, I should say the invisible government is planning on a dictatorship. They have mobilized the concentration camps. They built them many years ago. And if you haven't heard our talk on the military commissions and on this plan for the dictatorship, it is available by calling our 800 number. You need to understand what's happening, but only recently have they actually begun to recruit people for the concentration camps. They've actually redone the Japanese prison camps. Oh, they said we want to redo the Japanese prison camps and bring them up to date as a constant reminder that how terrible it was that at one time we took American citizens and put them in concentration camps. But that's true. Why have they built dozens of other concentration camps? If you doubt it, go up on the internet, simply punch in FEMA concentration camps or FEMA camps on your search engine, and you'll see where they are. You'll see that they're actively recruiting people to man the camps, laying in food. Why would they be doing that? Oh, they tell us it's for the illegal immigrants. That's what it's all about. And if you believe that, you probably believe that Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, was really born in Hawaii, and he would never lie to the American people, never lie about anything. Well, Jeanette, basically, what's the cost of food down there in Chile? Food is certainly one of the basic expenses we have. How does the price of food there compare with the price of food I hear in the United States?
Well, the thing is, if you buy locally, you can get stuff really cheap. But in general, I would say food is about a quarter less than the United States. The thing about Chile that people have to understand is that we have a very high standard of living in the country, and it's the best country in Latin America out of 21 countries. So as such, it is the most actually expensive country in Latin America. So you do get discounts on stuff like food, et cetera, but it's not maybe what some people would expect. I think some people come here and maybe are thinking that it's like the Philippines or something where, you know, you could get a bushel of tomatoes for $2 or something. But, we bought artichokes the other day for like 25 cents each, and you know, you can buy the stuff that they grow here very reasonably. Anything imported, all the prices go up. But it's reasonable. It's much cheaper than Europe and cheaper than the United States. So it's still a reasonable cost of living here, especially for people from Australia or Europe. They're always commenting how reasonable it is. For some people in the United States, they might think it feels more expensive because you know, all the products in the United States are actually pretty cheap compared to, you know, many of the other developed countries in the world. So,
how do you get on there? You don't speak or you're not fluent in Spanish. I assume you're picking the language up. But how do you get by? You said as an American, an obvious American, it would be in a country with a different language.
Well, I think the thing is you have to have confidence in yourself and, have to feel that you're not bothered to get outside of your comfort zone. But the main thing here, I find, is that the people are very patient and kind and friendly. So, you know, if you're just learning Spanish, they'll stop and wait for you. If you're trying to make a transaction in a store, you don't feel like you have the pressure on you like you might feel in the United States. If somebody doesn't speak English, a lot of times people aren't very patient with them. But that's really not the case, especially here in the South. So we manage. And the thing is, depending on what you're doing, if you were coming here as a retiree or with a property or to live even full-time, if you weren't starting up a business, after a few months you just kind of get the flow of things, you know, where the stores are and the basic questions that they might be asking you. Do you want paper or plastic, or how do you want your receipts, or You know, maybe you need to learn to ask for ordering your meat, how much you want, how you want it cut, stuff like that, basic things. And once you have all that down, it's pretty easy. For, obviously, for someone starting up a business, well, you need a little bit, you need some more language. But, you know, if you're inventive, you can find ways around it like us. So what we do is, you know, we can handle the basic stuff. And I think I have a translator in every town where I have to go and do business. And if I have to do a closing and we need to do any transactions in English, well, I have an attorney that speaks English. I have several translators, and they're reasonable. It's about $20 an hour for a translator, so I can take the translator with me to the dentist, or, you know, to go buy a car, or whatever I need to do. And it costs a little bit of money, but you know, you can function really well here, you know, if you just set yourself up right.
Well, now, are you selling real estate? Have you been able to make some closings, or are on the verge of making closings?
Yes, we have had two closings. In 2011, we have, I think, about four or five people coming from the United States within the next 2 months that are very eager to buy property. Two or three are very, very, very interested in specific properties, and two are coming here on basically discovery tours. And I also find that...
How expensive is property there in Shelley if somebody wanted to come down and buy a small farm or simply a residential lot? How does the price of property compare with property here in the United States at the present time?
Sure. Well, the thing is that compared to the United States, I would think a lot of people are surprised at the prices here, but like I said, you know, we're more of a sort of a Europeanized country as far as the prices go because you have a higher standard of living here. So things are not, you know, dirt cheap like they are maybe in some other countries. But depending on the town, some, you know, as they say, the first three rules of real estate are location, location, location. But you can get property in our area, say, from 3,500 an acre, maybe up to around 7 to 10, and that would depend on a lot of factors, like how close you are to a road, whether there's already been electricity brought in. The most expensive property is lakefront property because that's the most desirable, and depending where you buy, that's a lot, a 1 acre lot here, 1.25 acres may go for like anywhere from 10,000-15,000 upwards of like 60,000-70,000, depending on, you know, what part of the town it is. So prices are all over the place, but you can get something more moderate. That's for sure.
All right, fine. And basically, we're running out of time. I want you to get your telephone number and your website out again. Incidentally, if you can't remember these things, you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and just scroll down the front page, and there's a banner we put up that says Southern Chile Properties, Southern Chile Properties. So go there, and you can then click on that to go directly to Jeanette's website. But how can people go directly to your website and call you once again?
Great. My website on the World Wide Web is SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. And our phone number is area code 413-835-7961. And you can always put Southern Chile or Chile Real Estate in a Google search, and you'll find us on one of the first or second page.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you again real soon. I guess it's been Jeanette, and she's down there in Chile, and she and her husband have moved there to get away from the chaos and crisis that's coming. People think that this is temporary. It's only going to be a matter of time. We're going to get back to the way things were, but ladies and gentlemen, the America we knew is gone because the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, is in control. And, of course, their goal is to alter America forever, as they did when they turned Zimbabwe over to the Marxists, as they did when they took the stable government of Iraq. And in the name of, oh, we've got to attack Iraq because they've got those weapons of mass destruction they're going to use against us. And so we went in and we destroyed Iraq. If you get 2 or 3 hours of electricity in Baghdad today, and if you get certainly water regularly, well, you're very lucky. We intentionally destroyed Iraq, and they're planning on what they're going to do here. These are wicked and evil people. We could change it overnight if enough Americans cared. God bless you, Jeanette. Thanks for it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And we're going to do open lines the rest of this hour, so give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you think about what's going on in the world today right here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here, and it's going to be open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to at 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. So, who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, can you hear me? This?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Jane from Northern Colorado.
Fine, dear. What would you like
I
to
listen
talk
to you
about
a lot.
First, a comment?
And I have a comment. You know, I hear you talk about the Social Security benefits as an entitlement program. You know, I wouldn't feel so entitled to my Social Security benefits if I hadn't paid in for 50 years. If they want to give me every penny I paid in plus all the compound interest over those 50 years, I'd be happy, and they don't have to ever send me a check. But in the meantime, they've got a lot of my money and everybody else's money that they've stolen from the account, borrowed from Peter to pay Paul, and, you know, and what do? Oh, we're going to cut Social Security and all the benefits, you know. They never talk about bringing the military home. That would save a lot of money. Stop foreign aid. I've got an idea on foreign aid. If the country hates us, we give them zero now. If the country kind of likes us, we give them 50%. If they don't really like us, we give them 25%. Or in my opinion, we cut it off completely. Anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Well,
you.
I think that on one of the debates, why first one of the commentators asked Ron Paul, well, Sydney, we have these entitlement programs. Tell me, which entitlement program do you support, Dr. Paul? And Dr. Paul said, I support the right of the people to life and liberty and to do with their property as they see fit. That's the entitlement I support. But Dr. Paul acknowledges we can't cut off Social Security immediately. Of course, there's a lot of things he can't say because an awful lot of people are dependent. About two-thirds of the people in the United States, the people who retired, are dependent upon Social Security for the majority of their sustenance. And if we cut it off tomorrow, we'd have widespread property. You remember, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that when they started the Social Security program back in 1935, there was one person retired for, for every 160 people working. It was a wonderful program. The average life expectancy of an American man was 62 years of age, so most of them were dead by the time he got to 65. Today, the average life of an American male is 84 years of age, and the system is totally bankrupt. If you look at it, of course, it was 1%. You paid in 1% of your income. Your employer put in 1%. You put in, the average individual put in about $60 a year, and they were going to provide you with a pension for the rest of your life once you got to age 65. Of course, it didn't cost very much at that time. Today, Social Security pays out about $700 billion a year. Medicare puts out $750 billion a year. The military costs about $1 trillion a year. That's $2.4 trillion a year. The government only takes in $2.2 trillion a year. And so they spend $3.6 trillion a year. So we go behind this last year between $1.3 and $1.4 trillion. But we're going to make it up simply by spending more money than we're taking in. And we're doing that year after year after year. But of course, they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency. So they may very well pay you, say you retired $1,500 a year for Social Security, but you'll be lucky if it'll buy a hamburger. They're intentionally destroying the value of our currency because wicked people have taken control of our government. You cannot continually spend more than you're taking in. Now, there's no way we can stop Social Security tomorrow. There is a plan. You can find out what that plan is by reading the articles by Mortimer Zuckerman. Who is Mortimer Zuckerman and why is he important? when you must understand Mortimer Zuckerman's views, because he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's an extremely articulate, intelligent individual. He will tell you what the Brotherhood of Darkness intends. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's the publisher of U.S. News and World Report magazine that now no longer publishes a magazine. It publishes a website. But read what Zuckerman says. You can go up there and read what he says about Social Security, and he will tell you it's got to change. There's just no money for it. They're going to have to increase the age of retirement. They're going to have to decrease the benefits. And, of course, they've got to charge more for the elderly, for the wealthy. Of course, they only pay Social Security up to maybe $130,000 the first $130,000 a year. They do not pay it for the rest of the millions of dollars they make because, of course, they favor the wealthy. They want to impoverish the poor people. Read Mortimer Zuckerman's articles, especially the one in December of 2010, where he tells you we're moving into a period of austerity and lower living standards for the American people. That's what the elite plan for America. And, of course, everything is going to change. And the utopian existence we've had is gone forever. Well, who's calling in? We have another caller.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead. Who is this?
Hi there, my name is Judy.
Hi, Judy. Where are you calling from?
From Nebraska.
Well, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment, a couple of comments, actually. First of all, Dr. Stan, you're wonderful, and I listen to you every day. So thank you for all you do, first of all.
Well, I'm not wonderful. I'm just a guy that God has given a voice to, and he's given me some knowledge, and I just want to share it with you as long as I can. But I appreciate your words of encouragement.
Great, great, and we're very fortunate to have you. My comment is this. The previous caller, I certainly understand her sentiments regarding, quote, entitlement programs. But I want to point out, I get frustrated because I still don't think the majority of Americans have awakened to the we thing. It's as if people still think that we, the people, are in control of anything at all. And
sure.
We are not. We stands for, in my book, world elite, just like what you say. And so I think first and foremost, we have to wake up to this very fact before we can move on and argue about things like semantics, entitlement programs, and things of that nature. That's my comment. I'm just frustrated that people still haven't done their research and awakened to this glaring fact and the death of America as we know it.
Hold on. We have to go to a break. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. If somebody else wants to call, 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we have a caller from Nebraska. So, hi, why don't you go ahead and with your thoughts, you're saying that the average American doesn't agree, doesn't understand, they haven't done their homework, they don't understand that there's another group that's really in charge. Pick up that thought, though. I think it's so vitally important that people understand they hold the elections every 4 years so we can vote for the candidate of their choice. They have to give us the idea that we're running things, but there's just an elite that runs things. When Barack Obama went into office, there's only less than 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. 12 of them surrounded Obama. They put him in power, as they put George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and Clinton and Reagan and Carter. They are all under the control of the Trilateral Commission, this group of elitists who run the world, the newly elected, I should say newly appointed premier of Greece, is a member of the European chapter of the Trilateral Commission. His name is Papademos. A newly appointed premier of Italy is a man named Mario Monti. He also is a member of the Trilateral Commission. What are the chances that would happen by accident? Everything is illusion and delusion. Barry Goldwater put it best, and you must read his book with no apologies, page 280, and incidentally the book is available. Used copies from Radio Liberty. And on page 280, he says this. He says the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic. David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to take control of the financial and commercial interests. And he's talking of the world, of course, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Well, is our lady from Nebraska still there? Is our lady from Nebraska still there? I guess not. Well, who else? We must have another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Tim from Wisconsin. I kind of feeling like also having something to say about Social Security, and that is in case any other times I've called, I have somehow mentioned being stuck on Social Security disability. I just feeling like I wanted to mention for any people who've heard me say that out there in. Anything that I just say in past shows that really I've in the past I've really tried hard enough enough times to get either a job somewhere and for also for so long I've been working also at getting a nice small home recording business off the ground, well, it started. That started, taking off at least as only as far as the recording work, having started, stacking up, quite a bit and getting quite enough, more constant. But the money, making the money still, isn't really getting up there though yet. But you know, if I was feeling if I could only get something going enough money wise for me that I would make enough to live on and have enough for things I want and stuff.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're doing that. We're all going to have to find alternative means down the line of looking after ourselves, because they are going to destroy the so-called entitlement programs. That was just to make us dependent upon government. I'm going to have to let you go because we've got several other callers. But God bless you. Keep working on figuring out how you're going to look after yourself, because if there's to be any freedom, we have to realize, of course, we have to look after ourselves. The only thing we're entitled to is life and liberty and the right to privacy. Unfortunately, there are people who want a dictatorship, and they control both political parties. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And who's the next caller? Who's the next caller?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Speak right up. Don't be bashful.
Oh, hi, it's Judy again from Nebraska.
Judy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You were talking about how the problem was that people just hadn't done their homework. They didn't understand that the so-called facade of liberty is just a facade, that there really is a group that controls us. Pick up on that idea.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's taken me a few years to come around to understanding this fact, because I was one of those that thought, you know, it doesn't seem to be possible that there could be a select group of people that could orchestrate affairs on a global level. But shockingly, it's true. and not just orchestrate, but in a very futuristic sense. They have a very firm plan. And, there doesn't appear to be much that we can do about it. You know, what can we do, Dr. Stan, aside from going to little city council meetings and stuff like this? It almost seems like we're entirely rendered helpless.
Well, but we're not helpless. They fear the waking up. In fact, even Zygmunt Brzezinski gave a talk up in Canada about a year ago saying how terrible it is that people are waking up. Why, you can tell people about what's going on. You can get them to listen to Alex and to Joyce and to my programs and to our friend John Loeffler. You can let them understand that these people run assassination schools. They train our special forces on how to kill people and how to assassinate them. Get them to listen to our 4-tape set on Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview two people who are assassins. One of them was recruited to kill Ross Perot, which is why Ross Perot dropped out of the race there at one time when he was running for the presidency. Everybody ridiculed him. I can remember Rush Limbaugh ridiculed him because he thought there was a conspiracy against him. Yeah, there was a contract on his life and the life of his family. This is how it really works.
It's how
get
it really
people
works.
To think, and as hard as it is, people are waking up. We talked to a couple of Ron Paul supporters on our program last night. We're just putting in telephone calls, blind and amazed how many people support Ron Paul.
Majority
of people that
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. We're out of time.
Bye.
Oh, thanks so much for calling. Don't get discouraged. There's a lot we can do.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, this is our, and it's so good when we do open lines and we have intelligent people calling us. We appreciate the calls this morning, and of course we'll be having open line programs whenever we can. But it's so vitally important that people don't get discouraged. We are only defeated when we give up. The other side is frightened to death. Yes, they control the wealth of our nation through the fraudulent banking system by which they create money out of nothing. And with the money they've created through the fraudulent banking system, why they've been able to suddenly take control of the military and make sure that if you get to be a four-star general, you will not speak out against what's going on. Now, we actually have an interview with General Lew Wald, a four-star Marine general, who was invited to join the Council on Foreign Relations. Of course, he wouldn't do it. He knew that that sent us into phony war after phony war. If you haven't seen my interview with him, it is available through Radio Liberty. General Lewis Walt, four-star Marine general, he understood the Council on Foreign Relations. He couldn't speak about it when he was in the military, but of course he understood it. He understood they sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to be allowed to win. As he told me, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam, but they wouldn't let us do that. And they wanted to send our boys up Hamburger Hill, where they'd be ground into hamburger time after time after time. We'd take the same hill many times, each time losing more boys. But the whole idea was to kill as many of our men as we could as a great distraction while they brought in Medicare and Medicaid, the great new departures in health, education, and welfare. That was the plan. You can read it, Foreign Affairs Magazine, January 1967, the article written by McGeorge Butty, member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society that George Bush and his father both belonged to, and John Kerry. And isn't it interesting? We had two members of the secret Skull and Bones running for the presidency in 2004. And Tim Russert, a CBS commentator, asked them both on international television what Skull and Bones was. Both answered the same thing. It's so secret we can't discuss it. And you remember what happened to Tim Russert, of course. Well, anyway, do I know that they killed him? No, I don't know they killed him. But it's interesting that so often when you stand up against these people, you die under mysterious circumstances. Get our four CD set on deadly assassins. Listen to what the assassins, Americans trained to kill by us at the Special Forces, learn what they said. We have our Special Forces team stationed in 70 nations throughout the world, but these wicked people control our military, they control our banking system, they control most of our major corporations, they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, they control the leaders of both political parties, They control, so did the educational system, the great foundations. They control our religions. Why don't our ministers speak out against torture? Why doesn't anybody speak out against torture except Ron Paul, who says it's illegal, it's immoral, and of course it isn't an efficient means of getting things done. And all the rest of the Republican candidates favor torture as long as it's going to protect America. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't protect America by doing something that's immoral and illegal. And God will not favor. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. Read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get it circulated. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our mission, and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Tech.